Chapter 24. Excerpt from a news conference held February 10th. Question. How's Joe, Mr. Gerard? Gerard. The doctor says he's going to be fine, thank God. It was touch and go there for a while, but the pneumonia's gone now. He's a fighter, no doubt about that. Question. Any comments about the way the FBI handled the case? Gerard. You bet. They did a fine job. Question. What are you and your wife going to do now? Gerard. We're going to Disneyland. Laughter. Question. Seriously. Gerard. I almost was being serious. Once the doctors give Joey a clean bill, we're going on vacation. Somewhere warm, with beaches. Then when we're home, we're going to work at forgetting this nightmare. Blaze was buried in South Cumberland, less than 10 miles from Hetton House, and about the same distance from where his father threw him down a flight of apartment house stairs. Like most paupers in Maine, he was buried on the town. There was no sun that day, and no mourners, except for the birds, crows mostly. Near cemeteries in the country, there are always crows. They came, they sat in the branches, and then flew away to wherever birds go. Joe Gerard IV lay behind plate glass in a hospital crib. He was well again. His mother and father would be back this very day to take him home, but he didn't know it. He had a new tooth, and knew that. It hurt. He lay on his back and looked at the birds over his crib. They were on wires, and flew whenever a breath of air stirred them into motion. They weren't moving now, and Joe began to cry. A face bent over him, and a voice began cooing. It was the wrong face, and he began to cry louder. The face pursed its mouth and blew on the birds. The birds began to fly. Joe stopped crying. He watched the birds. The birds made him laugh. He forgot about wrong faces, and he forgot the pain of his new tooth. He watched the birds fly.
Blaze was written by Richard Bachman and read by Ron McClarty. The recording engineer was Erica Weintraub. Editing and post-production by Frog Pond Productions. Mixed by Hudson Sound. The associate producer was Michael Noble. Special thanks to Ellen Hurst. Blaze was produced and directed by Karen Perlman. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.